This is 10 Minutes Today, the motivation and high performance podcast with your host, Dr. Del Millers. Who is it? Dr. Del Millers. Each week, Dr. Del will explore some amazing insights, strategies, and simple executable ideas. In other words, things you can do in 10 minutes today that have a dramatic impact on your health, fitness, business, and life. And now your host, Dr. Del Millers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is 10 Minutes Today, the Motivation and High Performance Podcast. You know, most of us live very stressful, chaotic lives. And, you know, life often gets in the way of us executing our best intentions for taking care of our health, fitness, and personal growth. But, you know, are there simple things we can do on a daily basis that can have a dramatic impact on all these vital areas of our lives? Well, I'm Dr. Del Millers, author and high performance coach, and each week we're going to explore some of these simple strategies that, you know, we can do in 10 minutes today. That's right, 10 minutes today. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but 10 minutes today that can have a dramatic impact on our health, fitness, business, and life. You know, the goal is for this 10-minute podcast to be packed with some amazing insights, strategies, and simple executable ideas that you can use right now, today. I'm all about today. I'm all about what can we do today that can have an impact on our lives. Now, I know you're busy out there. Believe me, I know what you're going through because I'm right there with you. I feel your pain. You know, our lives are very busy, our lives are chaotic, and I can empathize with that because as a dad with three toddlers home, you know, I've got 3-year-old twins and a 4-year-old older sibling, I know what it's like to be, you know, pressed for time, to be time challenged. And most of us today are time challenged. But are there things we can do on a daily basis that's going to make our lives better, that's going to make the things we do easier, that's going to affect our performance in a positive way, that's going to affect our attitudes, that's going to affect our health, our well-being, our relationships, our very lives? What are some of these things that we can do that are simple, easy to do, but also easy not to do? That's often the problem when it comes to, let's say, exercise or eating good food, right? Exercise and nutrition. They're easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. So consequently, a lot of us neglect them, right? A lot of us neglect our taking care of ourselves because as much as there are a lot of things that are easy to do, they're also easy not to do because when life gets in the way, when our schedules get too full and life gets stressful, well, what do we tend to do? We tend to think about the things that's going to, what, make us money, put food on the table? Well, you know, guess what? You know, my conception is by taking care of ourselves, we're actually increasing our earning potential. That's right, we're increasing our earning potential, and there's a lot of research to go along with that. You think about the amount of money people spend when they're sick, when they're not working, when they're underperforming. You think about all the money people spend every year, billions and billions of dollars on sickness and sick care. I say that when we spend a little time investing in ourselves, investing in our self-care, we're actually increasing our earning potential. So we end up making more money. We end up being more productive, which helps us to make more money. We end up getting more things done. We end up more motivated, which helps us to get more things done. We end up being more high-energy individual. We end up motivating other people around us more. Do you see how this works? We touch more people in a positive way. We move more positive energy. That's why this is the Motivation and High Performance Podcast. So let's talk today about some simple strategies we can use for, you know, making quick, healthy meals. That's one of the things that people struggle with. You know, over the past 20 years as a health and nutrition coach, that's the number one area that I find that most people struggle with more than anything else, is making the time for healthy meals because they're busy. So let's explore some of those simple ideas, some of those. This week I'm promoting my new book that we just launched, Dr. Dell's Rapid Fat Loss Cookbook, right? And it's all about 10-minute meals. It's all about those simple, quick things that you can do on a daily basis that will allow you to make simple, quick meals at home. And, you know, here's the deal. If you're eating out most of your meals, then guess what? You're not in control of what you're putting in your body. If you're not in control of what you're eating, you're not in control of your health. You're not in control of your fitness. You will never look the way you want to look, right? You will never perform the way you want to perform because you're not in control of the central thing that affect all of that, the fuel that you put into your body, right? The medicine that you put into your body, it all comes from food. So here's my first tip of the day. You ready? Here's how you're going to be able to make my famous 10-minute meals. Number one, you've got to stock up. You know, if you don't have anything in your house, you're not going to be able to make healthy meals. You're not going to be able to cook anything. So you've got to make sure that you've got what you need in your freezer, your refrigerator, and your pantry. You've got to stock some frozen veggies, berries, some chicken, some steak, some turkey, some other of your favorite protein sources in your freezer. In your refrigerator, you've got to have some fresh veggies, you know, and the good news is you can buy mostly everything pre-chopped these days at most markets. Right? So that saves you a lot of time. In your pantry, you've got to stock up some cans of tuna, salmon, sardines, you know, beans, whole wheat pasta, tomato and tomato paste and sauce and some other items that you like to eat. But you've got to have stuff home, right? You just got to. If you don't, then it's going to be impossible to be able to make quick meals. I got home the other night and my wife said to me, well, you know, what are we going to eat? Well, it was in the evening. He said, what are we going to eat? There's nothing here to eat. What am I going to make for the kids? I said, we're going to eat what's in the fridge. We're going to eat what's in the kitchen. There are lots of things. I said, there's nothing here. I got in the kitchen and 10 minutes later, we had a delicious meal. Why? Because there's always stuff around. There are always things in the freezer, in the refrigerator, and in the pantry. Here's tip number two. You got to plan your week. Right? To be successful, you must designate a day to plan your shopping and to plan your meals for the week. It takes me no more than a couple hours on a Sunday to go shopping, and I usually have my three toddlers I'm pushing around in the shopping cart with me. What's your excuse? You know what I mean? So you got to take some time. You know, you shop and you plan your meals. Every Sunday I shop and I make enough food to last for at least 3 days. You know, I usually cook a pot of rice, some sweet potatoes, and a couple different protein sources, maybe some chicken, turkey, tofu, or a roast or something like that. And guess what? By Wednesday, you know, I still have enough food left over to make my famous leftover stir fry. That's right. Whatever you're tired of eating, toss it into a stir fry, and it becomes a brand new delicious meal. Simple ideas that make a difference in our lives. How about that? Here's idea number three. Buy pre-chopped and pre-cooked. You know, save yourself time. We talked about you can buy most vegetables pre-washed and pre-chopped. You know, things like onions, peppers, garlic, you know, veggies. You get spinach, you get greens. All of these things you can buy pre-chopped. So you don't have to do the work yourself. Here's another tip, number four. Make your meals a top priority. You know, you will never get healthy, look the way you want, or perform at your optimal best unless you make your meals a top priority. If you want to eat, you know, if what you eat is just an afterthought, then guess what? You're not going to have the health, the body, or be able to perform the way you do. You're not going to have the fitness. You're not going to have the energy level. You're not going to have the focus or the concentration. So make your meals a top priority. And until next time, I'm Dr. Dell Millers, and you can find out more about me and my website, DellMillers.com. That's DellMillers.com. You can check out my new book, Dr. Dell's Rapid Fat Loss Cookbook. If you want more of these 10-minute ideas, go to 10minutemeals.com. That's the letter 10, minutemeals.com. And remember, stay motivated and keep it going. I'm Dr. Del Milos, and I'll see you next time. The sun is shining.